Hi, this is Juan.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Juan, this is Marlon, how you doing?
Doing well, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess you called the wrong extension earlier. Sorry, I was like crazy busy today. I was on back-to-back calls today since I'm a bilingual director here. Yeah, so what's going on, man? Yeah, no worries. How's the service going and everything?
Everything's fine. I wasn't sure what the next steps were, but now I see some stuff going on today with think, okay, what was the next step. I did that interview,
okay.
And I thought I was supposed to get some kind of email with documents that you guys are going to want, like my business license and my securities license and business card and stuff like that, but I never saw it, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to get that together and email it to you guys. Or wanted me to have it ready for at some point. So I was trying to find out what you need.
Okay, so let me go ahead and do this. And thank you for calling us back. Yes, when Nadine told me, she's been here for a while too. She messaged me. She's like, yeah, I believe you have a client that he thought your extension was 623. So let me see here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my technician look into your profile. And I'm going to have him give you a call back in the next 24 hours and to let him know exactly what you told me. So I'm going to request a phone call there from the technical department so they can get into your account and see where the status is at and what they need from you so that way you don't slow things down for you, okay? Are you pretty busy tomorrow, or how's your day like tomorrow?
I'm just trying to make myself available for you guys.
Okay.
So when you guys call, if I have to put some time aside, I will definitely try to.
Okay. Let me see here. So, you got down right there. Okay, so if they're going to call you in the next 24 hours, I'm going to go ahead and send this through, and I'm going to check my technicians tomorrow once we open up in the morning, and I'm going to make sure that they call you to make sure that everything's taken care of and that you're on top of things. And I like the fact that you're staying on top of it, too, because that's part of the process also, so that way things don't get slowed down.
There was also something you guys showed me on Facebook that you want to connect to with Facebook. You can tell.
Okay.
The ads you guys did, that was everything. I guess I need to read up your email, because I wasn't sure who I'm supposed to put down as the authorized user or admin or whatever for the Facebook, because that way you guys know how to get in and stuff. So I'm assuming that's all going to be in that email.
Okay. So do you think it's about the Facebook ads, or what do you think it's about?
Well,
the phone call.
Well, you guys, I got an email saying that I needed to go into my Facebook and add you guys in, so that way you can optimize my Facebook page or something. I barely know how to use Facebook, so I got to figure out how that works to make you an admin. I need to do that for you as well. You know, even if I went in there to make you an admin, I don't know what names I'm supposed to put down or any of that stuff at the moment.
Okay. Okay, so I'm notating all this right here for you. And I'm glad that I was able to return your call. And sorry it took so long, man. You know, I've been busy, like I said.
Honestly, if you do what you did with me every day with different new people, I figured I at some point when you have cancer, you know, you're probably pretty damn busy.
I'm glad that you called in, because then how else would you, you know what I mean? Remember I told you when you signed up? I told you, stay in contact with me. Let me know if you ever have any trouble contacting a technician, or if you ever feel like, and I'm here. You know what I mean? It's just that, like, I'm always, like, senior directors here in the company are always, like, crazy busy, especially if you speak Spanish and English. We're always on the phone and everything, but I'm always available for my clients, and that's why I wanted to make sure that I return your call out of courtesy. I just sent the message out to my client support department, so they will be contacted tomorrow for sure. If for whatever reason they do not, let me know, so I'll chat them live and to see if I can get someone on the line with you as soon as possible. Okay?
Sure. You're the only person that I thought I do call. The other gentleman who did that interview with me, he told me that that even if I tried to contact him, he goes, there's lots of people, I guess, that does what he does, and he said I'll just get bouncing around or whatever. So he said he's got all the information in his department that he needed at the moment. And I wasn't sure if I was supposed to get emails from them to with where to load up the information you guys would want. So I'll look to the other technician whenever they call me tomorrow or the next day and find out what information they want and try to get that to them right away.
Got you. And I already sent the message out myself also, so that way everything is all on record that you called and your inquiry, and so that way they can update you on what is it that they need from you. If it's something that we don't want it to hold on the process, you know what I mean? So, and thank you for letting us know. We'll call you tomorrow as soon as possible, Juan. Okay?
All right. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too, Juan. I appreciate the call. Thank you, Juan.
All right, bye.